The news only gets worse for Greater Sydney. After 5 weeks of lockdown, the curve isn't flattening and it's certainly not going down. In fact, case numbers appear to be accelerating. The state recorded 172 new cases in the community today, the highest number since the start of this Delta outbreak. And there are major concerns about outbreaks at a major shopping centre, a hospital and an apartment block, which is now locked down under police guard. Bridget Fitzgerald begins our coverage.
COVID case numbers are continuing to rise in Greater Sydney.
Time and time again, cases are popping up in workplaces amongst workers in those critical places of employment, but also in households.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says household transmission can have tragic consequences.
I want to extend my condolences to the families and loved ones of the two older women who succumbed to the disease yesterday. Unfortunately, they were household contacts that they got the disease from and they weren't vaccinated.
The Sydney outbreak reached a new record today, 172 cases in the community. Just 61 of those were confirmed to have been in isolation the entire time they were infectious. 79 people were in isolation for either all or part of the time they were infectious, and the remaining 32 are under investigation. The main focus of the outbreak has now shifted to Western Sydney, where case numbers are growing and a 50-unit apartment block is in hard lockdown under police guard after six residents tested positive. An outbreak at Liverpool Hospital in southwest Sydney has spread. Two nurses, a student nurse, and eight patients have tested positive. The state's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeremy McAnulty, says the hospital staff had all at least been partially vaccinated.
All had received at least one dose, and one had received two doses, but the doses were quite soon before the illness.
There are also fears customers at a southwest Sydney shopping mall, the Campsie Centre, may have been exposed to the virus over an 11-day period. However, despite the worsening outbreak, there's still no certainty about what lockdown might look like beyond Saturday, when restrictions were due to lift.
The numbers today aren't reassuring. In fact, they're still worrying.
Mary Louise McClaws, a professor of epidemiology and infectious disease control at the University of New South Wales, says it's too soon for the state government to consider lifting restrictions.
We also have a problem of the increased testing positive rate. That has increased since yesterday and the day before. So we aren't seeing that positive test rate going down yet.
When it comes to the issue of essential workers bringing the virus into their households, there are calls for the New South Wales government to work with industry to create contingencies for workers that should be isolating.
It's basically like a wartime kind of logistical task that needs to be engaged with.
Alison Pennington's a senior economist with the Australia Institute's Centre for Future Work.
So New South Wales needs far more targeted measures for reducing transmission in workplaces for essential workers. And that's about workplace and industry level plans. And it's also about a system of income supports. So I think what was made really clear in the Victorian second wave is that the implementation of these industry level plans, which were between government, industry and businesses, and sometimes unions, what those plans did was come up with, I guess, a process for what happens if there's a workplace outbreak. And how do you reduce staffing and separate infected staff from non-infected staff and allow production to continue?
And for those workers in essential logistics roles that simply can't afford the time off, Mary Louise McClaws says the state government needs to introduce rapid COVID testing.
It's really a very logical and common thing that outbreak management does, in that it looks where you get most of your the joy for your effort. And that would be, in this particular case, with these brand new science that we have, rapid antigen testing, and that we'd use it in the workplace so that people can get to work and be at work safely and then can go home safely because the next day they're tested again. And so you break that cycle very, very rapidly.
That's infectious disease expert Professor Mary Louise McClaws, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.